In relationships, things go unsaid. In some instances, this might be for the best. However, there are times when there are things we regret saying or regret not saying. Perhaps we could have said it differently, shown more compassion, been more straightforward. Possibly things are being said and we simply can't or don't hear them. Sadly, the fear of asking a question or getting something off our chest can stifle personal and interpersonal growth. And for some, the inclination to hide parts of ourselves is like a second nature, either due to fear, shame, to protect ourselves or someone else, or just maybe we're not ready to share at all. Or maybe it's none of their business. You're listening to Queerbait, a queer podcast about queer people of color. And I'm your host, Charlie. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Queerbait. This is our last episode of the season. Woohoo! It's been amazing. So this a few weeks ago, I got a chance to go to Chicago and hang out there. And for those of you who have been listening, know that some of our past guests have come from Chicago. So I got to go see them and hang out with them, especially our friends over at Pride Arts, Jay Espana and the crew over there. They were so great and wonderful. And we had such a great time. And they had a show going on, and it was actually the grand reopening of their theater. So it was really, really cool. They had a ribbon cutting ceremony and everything. Very, very fun. So their show that kicked off their season was called Things I Could Never Tell Steven. And it was such an interesting show. It's a musical. And talking about sort of the lies we tell and the other life that we live, and sometimes how that can hurt the people that we care about the most. So in this musical, which was written by an Australian composer and lyricist and playwright, Jai Bryant, the four most important people in one man's life struggles to communicate meaningfully with him and really know him. And we learn all about Steven through his wife, his mother, his father, his ex-boyfriend, and in Bryant's 19 funny and touching original songs, the characters share these intimate details about their lives with Steven and things that they fail to tell him. And so through the disclosure, we learn that Steven may have as much trouble knowing himself as the others have in understanding him. So I thought this episode we're going to do this episode a little bit differently. I got a chance to sit down with the cast briefly before their opening night performance and ask each one of the four cast members about things that they wish they had said or things that they wish someone else had said to them, things that they wish someone had told them, you know, in their younger years that would have made their life better, that might have helped them understand themselves or someone else a little bit better.
My name is Alyssa Newcorn, and I play the wife in The Things I Could Never Tell Steven.
Okay, so Alyssa, what is it about the show that is relatable to you? Like, what draws you to the show?
Oh, gosh. I mean, there are a few things, but I think the idea, and this comes from all the four characters, that there are things that not only does Steven not share with us, but that we don't share with him, and that we don't share things that we don't share with ourselves, that we don't reveal for ourselves, to ourselves. So this whole concept of what we choose to reveal and conceal and communicate, I think is really important theme of this show. Yeah.
So what is it that perhaps is something that you have concealed or something that you wish you had said to somebody that you haven't had a chance to do?
You know, I'm thankfully somebody who has gone through my life. Like, I don't have regrets or anything. And because I do feel like we learn from, even if we didn't get to say the thing, you know, we learned, I was able to learn from it. Right. I do think that, you know, if I was like looking back at my younger self growing up, and I grew up in a bigger body, especially for a female, and bigger than society liked. And I think I wish that there was more words told to me of, you are exactly enough, exactly how big and loud and expressive you are. I think that would have gone a long way. Yeah.
Excellent. I love that idea of just being comfortable in your own body, that like,
absolutely,
your body is your body and it's the one that you have.
Oh my gosh.
Love it and love, yeah, you know, every part of it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right. And can you introduce yourself, mm-hmm, and who you are on the show?
Yes. My name is Kira Lee, pronounced she, her, hers. And I am playing the mother of the house of I Could Never.
So what is it about this show that you find so relatable? What draws you to the show?
A lot of it kind of, I think, reflects sort of my experience, and this mom role is very much like my mom, you know, and my journey with her, with me being a trans woman and her being a Christian evangelical woman has been a little muddy. So it's been like an interesting chance to try to maybe understand a little bit where she's coming from, you know, but still set boundaries. Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, because I like the mother is clearly like sort of a comic relief character, but we want to make sure she's very grounded in humanity.
Sure, yeah.
And so I'm hoping that like people will be like, yeah, that's my mom. I, you know, and maybe they'll kind of understand a little bit.
Yeah, because there's always the sort of the loss of the child that you thought you were going to have.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, you have to go through.
Totally.
Tricky. So is there something, you know, in your life, is there something that you have that's gone unsaid for you that you wish you had told somebody?
I mean, I guess I wish I could have started transitioning a lot sooner, mm-hmm, than I did. Like, it would have been nice to have done it, like, you know, when I was a wee child, you know. And at the same time, like, you know, I said I grew up in a very religious environment, like in the South and the country. So it was like, who knows? Like, I might have ended up dead. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like one of those things. So yeah, I'm from Louisiana. So, it's one of those things where I do sometimes wish it could have worked out where I had been able to be this authentic person,
right,
much younger.
So what would you have told your younger self? Like,
I would have said, you know, like be you, like you, everything you feel inside is correct. It's right. Like, trust yourself, trust your instinct, trust who you are, and just be that. And if people don't understand it, that is not on you, that's on them. But you are loved and you are lovable and you are love.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's a good message for everyone.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Yes. Really appreciate it.
Yes. I'll send in the.
And can you tell everybody who you are?
Yeah, hi, I'm Nate Hall, and I'm playing the ex-boyfriend in the show.
Okay, and so what is it that, you know, that you find so relatable about the show? What is it that draws you to it?
Yeah, I think what drew me to the show initially is that everyone in the show is going through a transformation, whether that be, you know, growing past a person kind of literally, or finding out how to stand up for themselves, at least for my character particularly, just kind of, you know, growing up and realizing that I can love myself and don't need other people for that. And I think that's a journey a lot of people can relate to.
Yeah, that validation of I am enough and
Yeah.
So is there something that you wish that you had said, or something that you wish you had told somebody that you haven't had a chance to tell them, or something that you wish you had told yourself?
I wish I had told myself maybe, I don't know, 5-10 years ago or something, to that I was in control of if I enjoyed something or not.
Really interesting.
Yeah, like, you know, like, kind of, I often propose the question to myself nowadays, like, you know, what if I was enjoying myself right now? Like, what if all this stuff that was going on in my head, all my anxieties, all of everything, what if I was just enjoying myself? And it's not, it's kind of faking it till you make it, but not really, because you're kind of, you're putting it on in a way, and right. it kind of helps you through things. I think that would have really helped a lot of my overanalyzing when I was just a wee boy.
Being present in the moment and not being stuck in your fears in your head.
Yeah, yeah. And every I don't know, every conversation is a two-way street. So if it's going poorly, it's half their fault. You know?
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Nate. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Have you introduced yourself to everyone?
Hi, my name is Carl Herzog. I'm playing the father in Things I Could Never Tell Steven.
Okay. And what is it about the show that sort of is relatable to you? What draws you to the show?
Well, the music draws me to the show, first of all. The songs are beautiful. I really enjoy playing the father role. Initially what drew me was Robert telling me that there were some beautiful songs to sing. Since then, I think really, because I'm not a father, but really, really processing what that would be like for me, and then also what it was like for my father growing up, because he had us when we were really young, and just trying to understand what that role is, and, you know, maybe things that he didn't tell us or things that I wish he would have told us. So it's interesting.
Awesome. So what do you wish your father had told you, or what is something you wish you had told him?
Well, my first song is called Three Small Words, and it's about saying I love you, not just being felt, but actually saying it. And that was something, well, that's still very hard for him to say and for us to really relate to in conversation. So yeah, just saying I love you, saying, you know, but the moments, you know, he certainly did times where he would tell me he's proud of me, you know, and things like that. And I still really long for those moments. So I think, yeah, just actions do speak louder than words, but words are still important.
Right. I think it's really interesting too, because I think in a lot of father-son dynamics, I think it's harder for fathers and sons to say those words to each other and to say, I love you, as opposed to, you know, daughters and fathers, or, you know, or sons and mothers. Like, I think that exchange of I love you is much easier than daughters to daughters and fathers to fathers. And I wonder what is that? Like, have you been able to sort through why that might be?
No, and I think that, well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, even in my own relationships with other males, I think it can be difficult, especially at first, because, you know, there is such a, because I identify as straight, and it's hard for me to sometimes make other friends with other straight males, because there is that thing of like, oh, well, you know, what are you wanting out of this relationship? Right. And I think it, for two men to say I love you, which I've been able to do with my friends, but, you know, early on, sometimes, you know, it's a big word. And so I think, but when we're able to say it and we're able to let our guard down, I think that can open up a lot of actions, as opposed to just, you know, being there for someone, but really saying it. I don't know if that really answers the question, but.
No, I think it does. I think that vulnerability and being able to be vulnerable regardless is important. I think that's something that we can all be a little bit more patient and a little bit more vulnerable.
Yeah. And it's hard to like understand what that means fully, because, you know, and I'm with my girlfriend, we say, well, I say I love you a lot, sometimes maybe too much. She's like, well, sometimes you can say I like you, or I think you're cute, or things like that, to mix things up, you know. But I don't know, I just love the word, and I like being able to express it whenever I want. So
I think if you can say the word and you feel it, then you should use it.
Yeah.
I think we should use the word love a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
The idea of regret and things unsaid, things that we've missed out on, things that we wish we had said or done in the past, present, or maybe future that could be holding you back, that you wish you had said to somebody, something that you wish you had told yourself when you were younger. So we're here with the cast and the crew of Things I Never Told Steven, which is doing its U.S. premiere here at Pride Arts in Chicago. And so I'm sitting here with Robert, who is the musical director of the show. And so, Robert, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I've enjoyed the range of songs in the show because a lot of the songs are solos by the various people in Steven's life, his mother, father, wife, and his boyfriend. And as you say, some of the songs deal with the regret, and you see the effects of not being totally open or having bad communication or lack of communication with people that you love, and how that causes problems and misunderstandings, and you don't get to know a full picture of someone because of that lack of communication.
So do you think that you, what about the show is so relatable to you?
Well, I think there are some of the aspects of having both a relationship with a woman and a man at the same time that are sort of autobiographical to me. So that's very interesting to see that. And I think that was more common in the past where there was less opportunity for people to be themselves. And so hopefully it doesn't happen as often, but you see this in the show where Steven has a relationship with a woman, his wife, as well as his boyfriend, and the conflicts or the surprises or difficulties that entails.
So do you have any regrets of things in your past, or things that you wish you had told somebody that you never got a chance to tell them?
Well, there is a song in the show that the father sings, which is particularly poignant, where he says there's many things that he didn't share with his son that he wishes he had. I think of that in terms of my father, who was a World War II veteran. And in recent years, I've been trying to piece together his experiences. He's no longer with us, but I have his diaries and his photos from the war. And I do wish that I had, as a younger person, taken the opportunity to talk with him and ask him in person about his experiences in the war. He didn't freely talk about them, but I think if I had pushed a little harder, that he might have shared that with me. And that's something I'll never get the chance to do. But I have fortunately found out a lot through his papers. And that's the kind of thing that with better communication, we could have covered.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, because I think sometimes there are things that we wish we could say and we just don't get a chance to. And we have to find other ways to sort of find that catharsis and find that release to say those things that we always wanted to say.
Yes.
So if anyone gets a chance to come down and see the show, we highly recommend it, because I think it'll be an exciting experience for everyone. And I'll be watching the show tonight. So I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Great. Right.
Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
All right.
So part of this idea of saying what's on your mind and getting things off your chest and being honest with people and what are things we never said, I'm sort of struck by the idea of what if we can't tell people anymore? What if they've passed on? And as we look back at the anniversary of 9/11, there's a lot of people who sacrificed their lives. There are a lot of lives that were lost that day. And, you know, those heroes, those first responders, their families aren't able to say what they wanted to say to them. And so there might have been some unfinished business. So, and I can only imagine for the thousands of people who wish they had another chance to speak to a loved one lost during that horrific event of that day. We just can't imagine your loss, and we grieve with you and we pray for you and your families. So today we humbly ask, and we are very grateful, give thanks to all of our first responders and the survivors of 9/11, and the strength of a unified nation, the support of our global partners, and the guidance of an all-powerful spirit. Thank you. Again, we love you, and we miss you, and we will never forget this day and how we came together as humans to navigate a terrifying time in our history. So if you have someone who was affected by 9/11, if you remember 9/11, you know, that was a day that sort of changed the world, and particularly us and here in America. So it's one of those things, all of those lives that were lost, everyone's lives changed that day. And so I think it's really important to not take for granted the gift that we have to be able to tell our loved ones how we feel, and to just look at them in the eye again. Love. I love you. I love you guys. To friends and family, I love you. So just remember that. That's really important. And, you know, sometimes we hurt people and sometimes things get said, and, you know, we don't always get a chance to apologize the way that we want to or make amends the way that we want to. And that's something that we have to live with. If you have to, you know, if you can't talk to that person anymore, you just have to hope for the best and live your best life, and do things to show every day, you know, how sorry you are or how grateful you are for that person in your life. So, and we will be right back after this. Now, of course, you know, as we sit here, we're asking the question of, you know, what are things that have gone unsaid, or what are things that you wish you had said that you didn't, or things that you wish you were said to you that you never heard that might have helped you understand yourself better. So for me, and just, you know, since we're all sharing here, so for me, I came out when I was 15. I told my parents when I was 15 that I was gay, and they were very receptive to it, and they were wonderful about the whole thing. I mean, I have had struggles, I've had my struggles with drugs and alcohol. I've had mental health issues. I've had all kinds of things that I felt like sometimes I needed to keep in the dark, and that I needed to sort of hold back and not let people know about. But the truth was, by talking about it and by sharing those things, and you know, having support and having people around who love me, you're able to overcome those things. You're able to work through those things and lead a healthy life. You know, they have that, that saying in AA, you're only as sick as your secrets. And so the secrets that we keep really do make us sick. And so if you're holding back on saying something to someone because you think they might feel hurt by it, you know, it might be hurting you more than the truth would hurt the other person. So that's just something to think about. You know, I also think that we don't say I love you enough to people. And I think that's something that's really important to say, just to simply say I love you. I think people need to hear that a whole lot more. And I don't think they hear it enough. So for all of you out there, I love you. Yeah. So that sound bite is from the movie Threesome, starring Laura Flynn Boyle, Josh Charles, and Stephen Baldwin. It is a 90s comedy about three college students who end up living together due to a housing mix-up. And it's all about, you know, things not said and creating your own family and how the things that we don't say to each other, how that affects the dynamics of our relationship. So that's also very telling. That seems to be a theme throughout life, is that we just don't, we, you know, what are we holding back of ourselves? And let's keep this, like, and keep in mind, what are we holding back of ourselves? It's not our place to tell other people's secrets or to go around spilling tea about everybody else. That's gossip. That's harmful. That's a whole different thing. I'm talking about, what is it that you yourself need to say to yourself, to someone else, that needs to be said? So don't get it twisted. Don't get, you know, don't start running around, well, this person said this about you and this person. That's not what we're talking about. That's not your place. We're talking about, what is it that you yourself, your story, what's the part of your story that that you would like to share or feel like you could share with somebody that you haven't been. In this movie, they, you know, there's this triangle relationship that's happening. And that whole bit is just Laura Flynn Boyle having a meltdown, you know, and wondering what's going wrong with her life, and all the things that she needs, including a manicure, and new shoes. So that's what that's from. For me, what I need is I need to be motivated. I need to stop being my own self-saboteur. I need to stop sabotaging my efforts for success. And it's something that I do quite a bit, is that I, you know, I do things that will, you know, keep me from being the best versions of myself. And why do I do this? I don't know. Well, I do know the reason. I mean, to be truthful, the reason is that it's fear. It's, I do it out of fear. Fear that I won't succeed, or fear that, you know, it will be all for nothing. I'll do all this work and nothing will happen. And it'll just be, you know, I'm just pissing in the wind. Or that I'm not good enough or smart enough or, you know, handsome enough or whatever it is that keeps me from doing the thing that I want to do. I will come up with so many ways to hurt myself and to hold myself back. And that's something that I need to stop doing. I need to start living in a life of abundance. I need to start staying motivated and being ready for the opportunities that come ahead, that so that when opportunity does come, I'm prepared. I've done the work. I'm, you know, I'm physically and mentally, you know, ready for it. And that is something that I really need to do. And that is something that I'm looking forward to doing more of, you know, as we now start closing out the year here. That's, you know, that's the goal for the end of this year, is just to be really motivated and to be really driven by my passions and by my my desires for a better life, because it's the only one I've got and I want to make the most of it. And staying in the shadows and staying hidden. The pandemic is, you know, we're still dealing with a pandemic and all of that. But life has to go on. And I don't want to, you know, use that as an excuse anymore. I don't want to use any more excuses for, you know, why my life is not the way that I want it to be. So that's what I need. I need to stop self-sabotaging and start motivating myself. And I think that's, yes, that is exactly what I need. So today, ask yourself, what is it that you need? What is it that you need to make your life better? And also, what is it that you need to say? Say something to yourself today that you've never said to yourself. Be completely honest with yourself, and say something that you need to hear for yourself. Say something that you have never said before. Maybe it's like a secret crush that you have, or maybe it's just, it's, I don't know. We all have something, I think, that we've said in our heads, and we sort of have that underlying thought, but we've never really said it out loud, and we've never said it. And you don't have to say it to anybody else. You don't have to say it to anybody else. Just say it to yourself and say it out loud, because there's power in that. It gives you the courage to acknowledge what needs to be done. And then it also, and it takes away some of the fear. So yeah, ask yourself today, what is it that you need? And say something out loud to yourself that you've never said before, that you need to say. And with that, we'll be right back. That wraps up our third season of Queerbait. Thank you all so much. This has been crazy and amazing, and I never thought I would be three seasons in doing this, and you know, possibly planning for a fourth. Who knows? But I really do want to thank everyone who has taken the time out to be a part of the show. To all my guests this season, Leah Osario, Lexi McKay, the guys over at Open Canvas, Brody and C. Lane, thank you so much. Jorge Estevez from Channel 2, thank you so much. Jay Espana from Pride Arts, Khadija Mbo, your YouTube auntie, thank you so much. Daniel Sanchez Lopez, and the cast of Things I Could Never Tell Steven. Thank you all so much. Thank you for your time, your stories, and your willingness to share a space with me. And to all my listeners, thank you all for taking a chance on embarking on this journey. Your continued support means the world to me. Thank you so much. Love ya. And until next season, bye.